What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I'm back again. I know I come periodically. I have gaps in my shows. I have gaps in my podcast. I understand, and I got to do better. So 2022, I'm looking to do better. So what I'm here is to close out the year and to close out this series with becoming your purpose. You know, we've talked about so many levels of becoming your purpose and what that looks like. And those levels have good and bad in them. You have to make the choice of which one means more to you. Because you're gonna find the good in everything, and you definitely gonna find the bad in everything. And it's up to you to stay focused to the vision and to the purpose that has been given to you. It's up to you. So I just wanna close out this year and close out this series with the topic of opportunity. Opportunity. What does opportunity mean to you? What does opportunity look like? In this world of purpose and entrepreneurship and breaking generational curses and everything, finding your purpose and being about your purpose does not equate like we think it does. Sometimes you think as soon as you make that leap of faith, your money is going to leap with you. No, your money does not leap with you. Are you going to have the faith to still keep pursuing what's on your heart to pursue? Opportunities. What does that look like? You have so many opportunities, and sometimes opportunities we don't treat the best. I remember I've had so many opportunities when playing the drums one time, had the opportunity to work with this great musician and songwriter. And I got to the point where I felt like I'm here, I arrived. You know, and in that moment, you know, you kind of things that you have done to get you where you do it, you kind of start to slack off on it because you feel like, all right, I've done it, I'm here, so I don't need to focus on that as much. Wrong. You still need to focus on it a lot. So in this one particular opportunity that I had, played the song numerous of times, but this one time that I was cocky, I thought I knew it all, and everything was the one I sounded my worst. I sounded my worst. And after that, I did not have another opportunity because I did not take care of that opportunity at the moment. Why am I telling you this story? It's because opportunities are not always what we want them to be or want them to look like. If you're just starting out, whatever you're starting out, you're not going to get that big opportunity right off. It's not going to happen. The opportunity that you're going to get is going to be very minute, but it's still up to you to perform in a manner of which you feel like you to that big moment. You still got to perform. So in those opportunities, losing that opportunity, I had to learn a real hard lesson. And life was like, man, opportunities are they're sacred. They're pretty much sacred because you never know when an opportunity is going to come again. So I had to reprogram my mind, reprogram my structure on to where the next opportunity I got or whatever it was, I'm going to give my all. If this is the last time I have to do this, I'm going to give my all. If there's only 3, 5, 15, 25, 45, 50 people in the room, no matter the number, I'm going to give my all. You owe yourself that to your purpose. Your purpose is giving your all to you, giving this all to you. But you have to put into the work so that seed can grow. It's up to you to nurture that purpose. Your purpose is just for you. It's not for you and everyone else. The people that are supposed to be a part of your purpose will come into your life. And it's gonna shock you. It is going to shock you. The phone calls you get, the emails you get, the text messages you get, the inboxes, all of it is going to shock you. But the thing about it is, you have to have the perseverance and you got to have faith. You got to. Let's rewind back a little bit. Let's think about this year. What did you do with the opportunities that you got this year? Really think about that. Did you take them as seriously as if this was your last chance? Did you take that small opportunity and did you do it as if the person pays you $1 million to do it? If you didn't, you really have to go back and really look at yourself again. Go back and ask yourself, why do I love doing what I do? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why do I want to pursue this? You have to ask yourself. You can't ask yourself that one time. You have to ask yourself that every single day, because every single day you're going to meet new challenges, challenges you have never seen before, but you got to have the willpower to still stay focused on your purpose. What does your purpose mean to you? What does it look like? What does that opportunity look like? And each opportunity that you handle in the best way, that you deal with professionally, that you give your all to, I guarantee you, your next opportunity is going to be a little bit bigger than an opportunity you started out with. You have to grow. You have to go through the process. You have to scale up each time. Your life is going to be life. But if you're serious about your purpose, everything will fall into place. Man, I appreciate my listeners for rocking with me. I appreciate y'all. I would love to hear from y'all. Let me know what y'all think. Hit me in the comments. Hit me up on my email address. I would love to hear from you to tell me. I would love for you to tell me some topics that you would want for me to discuss, to give my opinion on, or just to stories that you want me to tell about my journey, because this has been a crazy journey that I'm on, and I really, really, really hope that the wisdom, the little wisdom that I have in sharing, that is really going out and really helping someone. I think next year I'm gonna really get in depth in my story and my past and all of the things that I've been through with going on this journey. So you know that is not an easy journey, but it's very, very, very rewarding, man, to persevere, to take the hits, to take the blows, and to still keep going and pursuing your dream when it doesn't look like it's going to happen, when it doesn't look like no one is going to work with you, when it looks like no one believes in you. You have to knock the doors down. It's not luck. It's all work. So rock with me. Hit me up at draythedrummer@gmail.com. It's D-R-A-Y-T-H-A, drummer@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Tell me that you listen to my podcast. Tell me how has it helped you in your life. I don't want to just be another podcast, another entertainer that's not feeding you mentally, physically, or spiritually. That's not me. We got enough entertainment in the world. My goal is to have conversations. To have conversations that will help us grow as a people, as a human race. We're coming real selfish. We're coming real selfish. And one thing in pursuing my purpose I have learned is I can't do it by myself. I can't. I want to. I want to do it by myself. I want to. But the way human nature is made and the way the world is set up, we need someone else with us. So I need you. I need you. I can't do this podcast without you. I want to know that hey, you are getting some type of substance for listening to me talk about my past, talk about my life, and talk about the things that I have learned. So this is going to be my last podcast for the year. I'm going to come into 2022 hitting it hard, hitting the podcast hard. So I hope you're ready. I hope you have those notifications up. And also, you can follow me on all social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. I do not entertain you. I just give you something to think about on a daily basis. Again, thanks for rocking with me. There's so much more to come. And I love you all for listening to me talk about purpose. Purpose is very important, man. That's a real big subject to me because it was so long in my life that I didn't know what my purpose was. I was just out here trying to find it, trying to do something that means, that meant something. I was told, before we go, I'm gonna close out with this story. I was in my 20s. During that time, I was trying to find my purpose. Semi homeless, no car, no job. I was struggling. The only job that I had was playing the drums for church. That's the only job I had. And I was really down on myself. I was really in a depressed state. I used to have to walk everywhere. It was just a struggle. So the holiday season came around and I got a call from a family member and they said, "What you doing for the holidays?" I said, "Nothing, just staying at home." I said, "If we got you a ticket, we planning on going to Dallas. Do you want to come?" I said, "Yes, yes, I'd love to go. Come through and get me. Yeah, what do I need to do? How do, yeah." So we went to Dallas. We made it to Dallas and we went to a church that my family grew up in. Grew up this and, you know, church school and all of that. So we went to the church that my family grew up in. And we saw one of our family friends that we haven't seen in a long time. She taught, man, what, two generations of my family. It's like a aunt to me, like she felt like family, but she was a teacher, principal, all that, right? So she sees all of us and she was like, "You know what? Y'all have to come over to my house for dinner. You have to come over to my house for dinner." And she was like, "And nobody can't say no." And she's the type of person, like, when she says certain stuff like that, you just gotta go. There's no telling her no. It's something about the way she looked and talked to you. It was like, "All right, we changed the plans. We're going over there for dinner." And she made it known that she didn't have no big dinner or big thing together, and she was going to whip something up. She let that know, but whatever she whipped up was amazing. It was like, "Yo, you did plan this." But she kept saying she was very adamant that she didn't plan it. I'm telling you this story for a reason. So mind you, I have my family there. And I'm the black sheep of my family because I was just the 9-to-5 didn't suit me well. It was just something in my spirit that felt that like I could offer more to the world than just working a 9-to-5 job. So, but I really did get no support for real. Everything that I've done is just me thinking of it and birthing it into real life and seeing if I can do it. Manifestation, right? That's my whole life. So on this particular time, we in Dallas, Texas, my immediate family is there. And we're talking, we're gathering around and we're talking about memories and talking about my mom, my uncle, which is, you know, my mom has passed. My mom was, you know, passed during that time. Uncle, all this other stuff, right? So, you know, we were singing family, we were singing, and we was just having a great time. So now it's time to eat. The food is warmed and ready, and now it's time to eat. So, and well, before we go there, during this time, you know, the person kept talking to me in like riddles. They kept speaking to me like to my future. They kept asking me, "What is my plan? What do I want to do in life?" And when I kept talking about it, it was in an open forum. It was a weird moment. It was to the point to where everybody was listening to me for the first time. I felt like for so many years, I felt like I didn't have a voice, right? So at this moment, I felt like I had a voice. I felt like someone was listening. And it was no intentions to manipulate my thought process. It was literally, "What do you want to do? Why do you want to do this? What's your goal?" And I'm asking all these and I'm answering. She's asking me all these questions and I'm answering them with purpose, with definition and everything. And she just gives me this look and she told me something before we said that at dinner. She said, "Your voice is very powerful and people are going to hear you in the future." I'm going to say that again. She said, "Your voice is very powerful. People are going to hear you in the future." I had no idea what she was meaning. I was like, "Oh man, stop playing. Man, these are just one of those things you just saying. You just flattering me. Like, this is my energy that I'm giving back to her." And she just smiled and she said, "You don't understand it." And then she smiled, she walked back to the kitchen, and then this, you know, this is what she was like, "All right, let's go ahead and sit down and eat." So I'm going to sit down at a regular table, and you know, they're very traditional. The wife and the husband sits at the head of the table. They're very traditional that way. So I'm finding my seat on the side, and she says, "No, you're sitting at the head of the table." I say, "Huh?" I'm like, "I'm not sitting in his seat. We don't sit in his seat. That's his seat. We can't sit in his seat." And he just started laughing, and her husband was like, "Nah, this time you got to go ahead and do this. You got to do this." And this is in front of my whole immediate family. Like, I don't get treated like this. I didn't get treated like this by my family. Like, there was no. And she said something very loud. She said, "We are going to serve you. We are going to serve you." And while we were sitting down there eating, she just spelled it out. She said, "You're going to be a great person one day. You're going to lead your family. You're going to." She just kept putting these affirmations on me, telling me about my future, telling me that people are going to hear me, all of this other stuff. She just kept going and kept going, kept going. 3 years later, she dies. And today, you're listening to me right now on this podcast, and we probably have never met each other in life, but you're listening to me tell my story. I get invited to host concerts and events and entertain people that I never met in my life. And every time I step on stage, I remember her words, and that she told me that my voice is powerful. People are going to hear me. I said that to say that you are powerful. People are going to see you. People are going to hear you. People are going to notice your change. They're going to notice your growth. They're going to notice your purpose because you believe it yourself. Sometimes people are not going to believe anything that you say until you do it, until you go through the struggle. People will watch you struggle just to see, are you still going to fight? Are you going to give up? What are you going to do? People will watch you. I'm a living witness. When I say I live this stuff that I'm telling y'all real life stories. These are real things that happened to me. People used to drive by me, wave at me, honk their horns. I'm dressed up in a tie, going to interviews, going to meetings. People, "Hey, Trey, at the stop sign. Hey, how you doing? What you up to? Where you going? Wouldn't say, wouldn't pick me up, wouldn't take me there." Now, those same people, "How can I help you? What are you trying to do? How can I help you get to where you're going?" So I really want you to persevere as you close out this year. I really want you to manifest what you want 22 to look like. We're going through a lot in this world. We got to make a lot of choices in this world, but every day is full of choices. And you can make the right ones for you and your family, or you and your loved ones. I believe in you. I believe that you're going to follow your purpose. I believe that that those dreams and that those wants are going to happen for you. But I also believe you're going to put in the work. I also believe that you're going to study and put in time to make sure that you give your best. You're not going to come haphazard when you get an opportunity. You're going to treat that opportunity as if it's the last opportunity that you would get. You're going to follow your purpose. Your life depends on your purpose now. There will be no more excuses coming out of your mouth, because excuses are the patches which you use to mend your garments of failure. You're not a failure no more. You are a winner. 22, you're going to win. You're going to learn lessons on how to win. It's going to be hard lessons. Every lesson is not an easy lesson. We learned that in school. We learned that in college. Every lesson is not an easy lesson. Every test is not an easy test. However, you still have an opportunity to pass it because you did the homework. You studied. You did the time. I believe in y'all. I'm Dre the Drummer. Thanks for rocking with me. I speak music. Let's get it.